have found the Genesis Frequency. This is Dr. Stephen J. Kismina welcoming you in to another episode of a show that focuses on your whole life prosperity and success. Whole life prosperity and success by cooperating with the universal laws that are available to each and every one of us. This is Quantum Leap Goal Achievement, Radical Personal Transformation, Whole Life Prosperity and Success. Now, stay tuned for another exciting episode that'll move the needle in your life from where you are now to where you want to be. And that's what it's all about, moving the needle. Moving the needle, in fact, blowing the needle off the gauge, off the chart, off the speedometer, right? We want to make those quantum leaps in our lives. We want to see results. We want to see whole life success, whole life prosperity. And I've encouraged everyone from the beginning to pick a big dream goal, to work on a big dream goal, that longing and of your heart. What is that big desire? That longing and discontent, perhaps, that you've ignored. Good morning, good afternoon, good evening, whatever time of day it is in your world. This is Dr. Cause and Effect, Dr. Stephen J. Kismina, coming at you with another episode of the Genesis Frequency. And I believe this is episode number 50. So hopefully you've been with me from the beginning. Many of you have. If not, they're all out there. You can go and start at the very beginning, which is my story, kind of like my pillar post, if you will, or my About Me episode. That's the first one, and you should be able to find that. But each and every episode is about whole life success, whole life prosperity, removing those blocks that keep us from achieving what we long to experience in our lives. Those big dream goals that we perhaps rejected because we didn't think they were possible for us. So many, though, are simply sitting on the sidelines. If you are listening, maybe you are one of those that are really committed to your dreams and goals. If not, maybe you're just a curious onlooker. And when we're a curious onlooker, there is a little bit of a danger in that, because that usually that's where we will remain, on the sidelines, sitting in our comfort zone, maybe learning a little here, learning a little there, but just showing a casual interest. Casual interest isn't going to get you anywhere but broke. That's what that comfort zone's going to do too. I love this quote by Ken Blanchard. It really illustrates this. Ken Blanchard said, there's a difference between interest and commitment. When you're interested in doing something, you do it only when it's convenient. When you're committed to something, you accept no excuses, only results. No excuses, only results. And I've been doing this work for a long time, this dream building work and helping people along to unlock the secrets, and or better yet, they're really not secrets, but they're laws that we have to cooperate with. This is think and grow rich. This is thinking into results. This is attraction laws. But knowing that the attraction laws are secondary laws, that there's primary laws that precede them. It's knowing all these laws and how we line up with them and cooperate with them to make them work in our lives. And I see this so many times. People say, yeah, they raise their hand. I want to accomplish my goal. I got this big dream. And when they're committed, you know what? They get there. And we're high-fiving each other and we're astounded, because when they're committed, they move into the realization of their dreams. In other words, their dreams have moved into their field of experience as a reality, a living reality, way, way, way sooner than they thought. I mean, they made a quantum leap in their life because they were committed, because they had that burning desire. They were passionate about what they're doing. They went after it, and it showed up. quickly. When we're interested in something, and I've had these people too, and I have them a lot, and this probably makes up the majority of the people out there, perhaps you too as a listener, you're sitting on the sidelines, and it's wonderful, I get these podcasts, and they help me along, and I'm thinking about what I want, but I'm still thinking about it. This is episode number 50, so what would that be, about 10 weeks? On social media, I've been asking since, you know, 6-7 months ago, actually, for 10 years now, what do you want? What do you want? Are you still sitting there thinking about it? Or maybe you decided, yeah, this is what I want. It'd be really nice to. Well, is it something that would be really nice, or is it a goal? Something it would be really nice to, then you probably throw in a but, and then here comes the excuses, right? Your ego is going to make all kind of excuses coming from sense consciousness, meaning the world around us and what you're told and how you've been programmed in that paradigm that keeps coming up over and over and over again, says it would be nice, but you can't do it. It'd be nice, but you have to learn some new things. It would be nice, but you have to do this, this, and this. And it's so much nicer in this comfort zone. And I've seen it. People get gung-ho, they're interested in it, and then they take their dream and they put it up on the shelf. Well, I didn't realize I was going to have to take action. I didn't realize I was going to have to do something. I didn't realize I'd have to focus on productive activity and eliminate non-productive activities. Yeah. You know, we have to give to get. Meaning, we also have to give up in order to move in what we want to experience. So I'm going to keep this really short today and really invite you to take a hard look at yourself and your goals and your dreams and desires. Kudos to you if you are going after this, you're diligent every day and focusing on productive activities that move you a step closer to your dreams and your goals. But if you just have a casual interest, if you're not committed, you're just going to do it when you're convenient, like Ken Blanchard says. Hey, it's convenient. I think I'll pull that dream off the shelf, dust it off a little bit, and putz around with it for a little while. And then what happens? Well, the world that is giving you the illusion that it's real calls you and says, well, you got to do this now, you got to do this, and we put that dream back up on the shelf. So don't let this be you. Make the commitment. Give me a call. Let's talk about this. I would love to talk about your dream, big dream goal and commitment and having me as an accountability partner, because I will hold you accountable for what you want in your life. This is Dr. Stephen J. Kuzmina, Dr. Cause and Effect, and you've been listening to the Genesis Frequency. Thank you so much for listening in.